That was a good one. Welcome, everybody, to your Yoga Nidra practice. Start by preparing yourself for our session. Ensure the space that you are within feels sweet and soothing and safe. And whenever you are ready, prepped, lay down on your back, finding Shavasana or corpse pose. Of course, have any props that will allow you to rest deeply and comfortably for the duration of the practice. A thin pillow under the head, covering for eyes, a blanket to drape and cocoon over the whole body, all of which meant to enhance the practice, to allow you to go deeper. Setting yourself up now to set yourself up for success, ensuring the whole body feels warm, supported, and at ease. Really take this time now to tend to the body and your comfort with an intention, with a feeling of reverence, respect, and a sweet tenderness. The legs gently separated, feet, toes falling out to the sides. Hands can be palms up or down. Listen to your shoulders. With the arms, like the legs, right, slightly away from the body. Eyes gently closed. Feel both sides of the body balanced and in symmetry. And do what you need to do to release any final fidgets so that the body can melt into stillness. It's funny, we hear that word fidgeting, right? Like it's something to avoid. It's not a good thing. Fidgeting means you're paying attention. You're curious, you're listening and responding. Fidget away. Yoga Nidra is a sacred ancient practice that takes us on a journey back home to ourselves. It draws us, it leads us, it lures us into this magical space, this healing space. Between waking and sleeping, a profound state where the deepest healing, evolution, and transformation can occur. So here and now, set up your nest and make the inner commitment to stay curious through this practice. Maybe you stay awake and aware. Maybe you drift off, the physical body falls asleep. All will be well, all is well. You cannot get this wrong. Maintain this quiet, sweet awareness. Let my voice, my vibe be your guide into the depths of your inner mind, your inner body, your inner soul. Notice how you are just allowing my words to reach your ears, my vibe to reach your heart effortlessly. We've done this before. Now feel your body heavy and relaxed into the earth, under the gaze of gravity. Surrender into complete stillness now, whenever you're ready. Our practice of Yoga Nidra begins now. We're going to first, bear with me here, work on releasing any tension that's stored, suppressed, hiding, tucked away in the body, whether we're aware of it or not. It's usually the latter, right? You probably guessed it by now. We are going to consciously create tension in order to deeply release it. Consciously creating tension allows us to deeply, on all of the levels, release it. So just focus on feeling fully both the tensing and the releasing, the relaxing that follows. So breathe normally until I say otherwise. Listen, I'm going to do this with you. We can all benefit. So worth it. Breathe normally. Now make your hands into fists. Squeeze the forearms, lock the elbows, the upper arms, draw the shoulders up to your ears. Keep breathing. Tighten your chest, your belly. Squeeze your glutes. Keep breathing. Lock the knees, engage the thighs, the hamstrings, the calves, kind of zip up to the shins. Curl the toes. Take a huge breath in. Hold the breath, squeezing from toe tips all the way up to the shoulder. The collarbones engage, the chest, the back. Squeeze the belly tight, tight, tight. Through the mouth, let it go. Release the fist, uncurl, unclench. Notice what you feel. Just as much as you felt all that tension, there was a lot to feel. Notice the releasing still happening, this flushing out as you breathe. No rush. We're only going to do it one more time. I'm right here with you. You got this. We've done this before. We'll do it again. But the last time for today, breathe normally until I say otherwise. We're going to do it all again. Make fists with the hands. Squeeze the forearms, lock the elbows, clench the upper arms, the biceps, lift the shoulders up to the ears. I never cue us to do that, so enjoy. Lift those shoulders, maybe squeeze the shoulder blades, engage the chest, lock the ribs, contract there, still breathe. Squeeze the belly, the glutes, the pelvic floor, zip up here. Engage the thighs, lock the knees, squeeze the calves, the shins lock down, curl the toes, keep breathing normally. Maybe you lift the feet, the arms up off of the ground, squeeze through the channel of the throat. Now the entire face, keep breathing, everything towards the nose like a raisin. Squeeze tight, maybe you lift your head, everything, every cell, every organ, every vein, every muscle, every bone engaged. Take a big breath in. I know that's a lot. Fill to the top. Squeeze everything you can. Can you squeeze tighter? Maybe you're shaking. Really create the tension so you can release even more. Through the mouth, huge sigh. Disengage. Let it happen. Feel that flush out, that flooding out of tension down and out through the feet, down and out through the fingertips. Every exhale, huge, massive tsunami of release. Feel it crashing down, flooding out, cleansing and clearing. Maybe you need to take a few more similar fidgets. Shoulders down, chin tucked, scooped pelvis, floppy feet, curled fingers. Release through the face. Unclench the jaw, defurrow the brow, smooth out forehead. Release temples, release ears. Ear canals open. Space through the channel of the nostrils, the throat, the lungs, spacious belly, unclench glutes. Think we said that one, but it's always worth the repeat. Find that symmetry. And again, any little fidgets, wiggles, squiggles, shimmies, adjustments, to find your pose. Listen and respond. Feel the body relaxing, softening, still releasing. Feel this aftermath, this afterglow, softening into the sweetest sense of surrender now, nothing more to do. Soften into the sweet sense of deep relaxation, the deepest healing. Now, become aware of your breath, moving, grooving, flowing in your belly. Just watch the belly rising and falling all by itself. And notice your body, how it feels in this moment. Body laying on the earth. Bones weighted and rooted earthwards. And bring your awareness to your nose. And witness any smells in your environment. Become aware of the act of smelling and or breathing through the nose. Now notice the inner waters of the body. Sense the saliva in your mouth. The soft, sweet pulse of blood flowing through your veins. Lymph fluid. Now feel the space your body takes up in the room you are lying within. Even noticing the space of the inner body. Aware of the space inside the body and the space outside the body. We will now invite in our Sankalpa. Sankalpa is a vow to our deepest inner soul's longing. It's a statement of your becoming, deeply rooted inside of us. It's what we already are, beneath all that turbulence of limiting beliefs or self-doubts, fears. Right there lies our true essence. Sankalpa allows us to awaken, to come back to our true nature. So listen deeply inwards. Listen and respond. Allow your resolve, your Sankalpa, to reveal itself to you. It could be anything, as long as it's a vow to your highest truth. I am peaceful. I am worthy. I am supported, I am seen, I am whole, I am cherished, I am calm, I am light. Feel your Sankalpa with your entire being, stating it silently with gratitude in the garden of your mind, the estate of your heart, 3 times. Wholeheartedly watering it with commitment, passion, and a knowing, a trusting that it already is. We will now go on a journey within your physical body. I will guide you to specific sacred points within the body. And each body part mentioned, I want you to visualize an exquisite golden star, anointing and lighting up the darkness of the inner body. Let the placing of this exquisite shining golden star into each body part be like a devotional offering, a gesture of reverence and awe. Bring the light of your awareness, exquisite golden star, to your brow center, between the two eyebrows, anointing, placing, and seeing, sensing a golden star here, brow center. Now move your awareness to the center of your throat. Anoint and offer a golden star there. The right shoulder joint, golden shimmering star. Right elbow. Right wrist. Tip of the right thumb, golden star lights it up. Tip of right index finger. Middle finger. Ring finger. Tip of the right pinky finger. Place a star in the center of the right wrist, center of the right elbow, center of the shoulder, and center of the throat. Placing a shimmering golden star in the left shoulder joint, the left elbow, golden star lighting it up. The left wrist joint. Tip of the left thumb. Index finger. Middle finger. Ring finger. And tip of left pinky finger. Anointing a golden star in the center of the left wrist. Center of the left elbow, center of left shoulder, center of the throat, golden star to the center of the chest, the right nipple, a star back to center of chest, left nipple, heart center. The solar plexus, navel center, 2 inches below belly button. Shimmering golden star to the pubic bone. The right hip joint, right knee joint, right ankle joint, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, tip of the right baby toe. Anointing a golden star to the center of right ankle, center of the knee, center of the right hip, and back to the pubic bone. Back to the navel center, 2 inches below the belly button. Back down pubic bone, placing, seeing, sensing a golden star in the left hip joint, left knee joint, left ankle joint, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, left fifth toe. Anointing a star in the center of the left ankle, center of the left knee, center of the left hip, back to pubic bone, navel center, solar plexus, heart center, center of the throat, anointing a final shimmering star, once again at eyebrow center. Now feel your whole body lit up, the whole inner body lit up in an exquisite golden constellation of shimmering stars. The whole inner body lit up, bathed in golden, glistening starlight. And become aware of your natural breath, spontaneously, effortlessly ebbing and flowing across the shores of your inner body. Witness and fully inhabit the sensation of your body being breathed, without interference or even the subtlest form of control. Can you just allow yourself to be with the breath, being breathed? And notice where the ebb and flow of the breath arises most prominently in the body. The nose, the chest, maybe deep in the belly. Notice where the ebb and flow is felt the most. Now glide your awareness to the subtle, energetic inner channel that follows the spine, known as the Sushumna. Start to follow the flow of your natural breath up and down the channel of your spine. As you inhale, visualize a healing light flowing from the root of the spine to the crown of the head. As you exhale, the healing light flowing back down from crown to root. Inhale, ascending up, exhale, descending down. Now feel your whole subtle energetic layer vibrantly alive, a luminous egg-shaped, softly pulsating field surrounding your entire body, reaching beyond the boundaries of your skin. Sense the glow, the pulse, the energy, the protection of this luminous, energetic egg. Now glide your awareness to the space between the eyebrows and slightly back behind closed lids. This space is known as Chittakosha, the screen of the mind, a profound place of potentiality and limitless possibility. So seed and root your awareness here at brow center, Chittakosha, remembering you are in the practice of yoga nidra. We will now play with pairs of opposites, various emotional states and experiences will be named. Stay relaxed and detached. The invitation is to conjure forth the felt sensation of the emotion, the experience, as fully as you can. Beginning by spontaneously awakening the sensation, the felt sense of heat in the body. Sense the prickling intensity of the whole body flushed with heat, hotness permeating every inch of your inner body, waves of heat flowing over you. Feel the purity of the sensation of heat, not needing to react. Simply allow the experience, the feeling of heat, to be here now. Now conjure forth the feeling of cold in the body. An icy wind sweeping across your whole body, every pore. The felt sense of frosty coldness settling deep within your bones, your whole body shrinking, shriveling up under the intense and icy cold. Now reawaken heat and hold both felt sensations of hot and cold at the same time. Feel the felt sensations of both hot and cold, filling you as you maintain deep relaxation. Hot paired with cold. Now completely let both go and spontaneously call forth, evoke a feeling of heaviness in the body. The dense weight of your whole body pouring, dropping down into the earth, as if your whole body was encased in an armor suit made of iron, so heavy you couldn't lift the body if you tried. The whole body weighted and heavy. Now awaken lightness. The quality and the feeling of lightness pervading your whole body. Sensing the whole body becoming as light as a feather. So light and delicate you feel the whole body floating. Whole body hovering, floating, gliding on the wings of wind and air. A complete feeling of utter lightness. Remember the sensation of heaviness and feel both heavy and light now. Feeling both heaviness and lightness at the same time in your body. Dissolve both feelings back into space. Now, what does stagnation feel like? To feel stagnated, awaken this. A sense of being stuck, uninspired. Where and how do you feel this in your body? Fill your whole body with the felt sense of stagnation, to be stuck. Now, what does being in the flow feel like? To feel flowing, a sense of free flow, of inspiration and ease. Flood and feel the whole body with a sense of fluidity, free flow, and ease. Now hold both stagnation and fluidity at the same time in your felt awareness. Stuck and flow. And surrender all sensations of all opposites. Let them all release back into nothingness. And glide your awareness back to the mental screen at eyebrow center just behind Chidikash. Feel this transcendent vast space beyond any and all duality. A unifying force of oneness here. And notice what you see. Now, each time you hear an image named in your mind's eye on the screen of Chidikash, you'll create a clear mental image of whatever is named. Imagine, see, sense, feel, and bear witness, allowing any impressions or memories to rise up on the screen of your mind, and then let them go. No judgment, no control. Simply allowing the creative force of your mind to create and express from a space of nothingness. a starlit sky, healing waters, baby elephant, peacock feather, an ancient scroll with burnt edges, a Persian rug, a lush oasis, a damp wooden bucket in a well, a flickering candle flame, a bouquet of blue and red roses, a shooting star, a hailstorm, the smell of cinnamon, a baby in the womb, a pack of female wolves, a last breath, a dew-covered clover, a house made of cards, ancient writing on a stone wall, a coiled serpent, your bed sheets, torrential rain, neon sunset, someone you love, someone you love. Now see and feel yourself standing under a pitch black, moonless sky lit up with a canopy of stars. There's an intoxicating scent of night blossoming Arabian jasmine that fills the air. A warm breeze caresses your skin every pore. And just ahead, you make out an archway adorned with the scentful jasmine that you smell. You feel drawn to enter to pass through. And as you step through this fragrant archway, you then find yourself in the most beautiful, lush nighttime oasis. The sound of trickling water meets your ears, and you follow it, eventually coming to a sacred ancient bathing pool. The aqua waters glisten under the starlit sky. And there's an inner knowing that these healing, mineral-rich aqua waters are meant to be bathed in, meant to heal you. Beneath the canopy of stars, you take off your clothes and slowly immerse yourself into this tub, into the warm, sacred aqua waters. As the water flows over your body, a profound sense of deep surrender fills you. The water's like an elixir, cleansing you from the inside out, returning you to the pristine, pure innocence that you once held in the waters of your mother's womb. Your slate wiped clean, your soul purified, body cleansed, whole and healed. Now starting anew. The twinkling stars above bearing witness to this rebirth. You lay back, floating in the healing aqua waters, the mineral-rich glowing water holding you, cradling you, the deepest surrender. A rebirth. The night sky above, vast and eternal, calling you into spaciousness. Ever expanding, ever evolving. Surrender now into this vast void of stillness and silence. The deeper you surrender, the more you feel the cells, the pores, the particles of your body dissolving, dissipating, melting and merging with the sacred waters all around you, with the sky above you. Rest here, dear one. Fall into this space. Be reborn. Be held. One with it all. You start to come back into the body, feeling the warmest touch, the most loving touch of two hands on either side of your head, cupping, cradling you now. And before you open your eyes, you know who this is. This person who loves you. This person who you love. You open your eyes, still floating in the healing elixir, the aqua waters. And you catch their gaze, looking down at you. They have something to share with you. Open your heart, connect with their hands, their gaze, their words now. What does this person want to tell you? They tell you how much they love you, how much they believe in you, that they are always with you. And from the depths of this sacred space, this spaciousness, you both look up, and written in the stars, the words of your Sankalpa, your inner resolve, your statement of becoming. Feel it fill your entire being. Every cell, this cleansed palate, clean slate. Chanting it internally three more times. Weaving it into your innermost tapestry. you catch the gaze of your loved one once again, their hand still holding you, loving you, supporting you. You exchange an I love you. As this scene starts to fade, the waters, the scent of the jasmine, the twinkling Sankalpa stars above. Now glide your awareness to your breath. Feel its ebb and flow, sensing the soft movement of your body in response to your breath. Notice the weight of your body connecting to the earth, the soft touch of any clothing on your skin, becoming once more aware of any sounds in this space. Sense the architecture of the room that you're lying within and your place within it. Notice how peaceful, how quiet, how calm your inner world is now. If you choose, you could deepen the breath. Find any movements, stretches, or fidgets. Maybe you hug into a ball, give yourself a squeeze, stay on back, roll to side, to belly or seat. Take your time. Notice the quality of your body. The quality of your breath, the quality of your mind. Become curious about the residue, the afterglow left over from this practice, from this journey home. Pause. Listen. And feel a rebirth here. With hands at heart center, I bow to you. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste. Sweetest friend.